Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Dr. Rob Congdon, a prophecy scholar, believes that the European Union today is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire as predicted in Bible prophecy. That's the headline. In just a moment, Dr. Congdon will join me for more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And then I saw this editorial that I sent along to you, the European Union legitimacy in question. Give me some thoughts about that.
Well, you know, the European Union, a lot of people are saying, you know, it can't survive. It really isn't a legitimate empire or union. I think most people are ignoring how complex and how intertwined all the nations and the governments in the EU really have become. And it's not something that, like a simple divorce, as some have been describing it. It's very complex, and I think as the details start emerging, they're going to find out the EU is in a much stronger position than a lot of people have given credit for. And as I've said, I think it will actually result in a stronger EU, less of an independent series of countries in it. It's still, I believe, still moving toward the very type of global government we envision based on the scriptures.
Yeah, let's talk about the scriptures. We've talked about the political as it relates to the European Union. You think it's going to be stronger and it'll continue to be that infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Is that correct?
That's correct. I see in it all the roots of the earlier empires that the book of Daniel has spoken about and sort of coming together and all merging and following through from what the Roman Empire achieved. Certainly the form of the Roman Empire varied many different shapes and different geographical areas, but there was a fundamental solidity within it, and I see the same thing in the EU today. And I think that, yes, we're going to have questions. Can it survive? What countries will it finally stay as? But bottom line is that fundamental key elements of the EU are the exact same as the Roman Empire.
Bible prophecy scholar Dr. Rob Congdon with the details behind his belief that the European Union is setting the stage for the revived Roman Empire. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As a student of Bible prophecy, I have studied the book of Daniel, chapter 2, which speaks of the 10 toes of iron and clay, and chapter 7 that speaks of 10 horns. Chapter 7 and verse 7, which is predicting the revival of the old Roman Empire, as explained in Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. A literal interpretation of this passage in the book of Daniel will help you to come to an understanding of God's plan for this very unique region of our world. Rob and I believe that the present-day European Union is indeed the infrastructure for this major player in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...